Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I'm here in the beautiful ESPN 975 studios about to do my radio show with WWE Hall of Famer Booker T. It's called the Hall of Fame. We're on, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays here on ESPN 975 in Houston. You can check out the podcast if you want to. But welcome to the show today, guys. I'm excited. There's several things that I want to catch up with you all on. And then today we have a great guest, Mr. Corbin Burnson, is promoting his new movie, First Lady. So we're going to be talking to him here in just a little while. And I got some thoughts after talking to Corbin Burnson that I'm going to run by you. But the first things first. I hope everyone enjoyed the Super Bowl over this last weekend. For me, I had fun. I enjoyed it. It was good. I hope you liked hearing from Bill Engvall and Brian Cooper. This weekend, I'm going to be there at the XFL kickoff. I'm excited for that. But the big news that I haven't gotten to talk to everyone on this podcast about yet is that I have written a book about Back to the Future, and it's called Back from the Future, a celebration of the greatest time travel story ever told, and it's going to be available April the 14th in bookstores everywhere, or you can pre-order it right now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound.com, or BackFromTheFuture.com, and that's kind of led me to the season six of Back to the Future, the podcast, which started with Crispin Glover, which you heard that interview on this feed. And now I've got, four episodes into season six of Back to the Future, the podcast. And this last one, we recasted the movie for 2020. And that was really fun. So we tried to figure out who would fit into what roles in Back to the Future if it were to take place in 2020. So go check that out at Back to the Future, the podcast. Now, here's the other thing. Corbin Burnson was on here. And I think that I came up, after talking to him, with a great pitch, an idea for Major League. I don't know. I'm sure everybody remembers Major League. Major League with Charlie Sheen. Wesley Snipes was in the first one. Then they did the sequel. I think Omar Epps took over for the Wesley Snipes role. But it was one of those great 80s comedies that just worked. And they made Major League, Major League 2. I think there was a direct-to-video sequel called Back to the Minors. But I asked Corbin if they're going to make a Major League 3. He has an answer, and we'll get to his answer. But I came up with the best idea for a new Major League movie. Now, forgive me, I haven't seen the movies in a very long time, so I don't know exactly what happens in the third movie. I've never seen that one, and I don't remember the end or like where all the characters end up in Major League 2. So I could be way off in a lot of this, but just hear me out. Houston, Texas. You know, we had the Houston Astros, unfortunately, were busted for cheating, for sign stealing, using technology and banging on trash cans and whatnot. And, you know, now it's a little bit of a disgraced title. So we fired the GM. We fired the manager. We just hired new ones. Dusty Baker is going to be the new manager. We just got the guy from Tampa Bay, I believe, to be our general manager. And I was thinking, this sounds like it could be, and I kind of float this to Corbin, but this sounds like it could be the next Major League movie. Think about it. Just think about it for a second. You have Corbin Burnson playing Richard Dorn. You have Wild Thing Rick Vaughn. You have Willie Mays Hayes, Jake Taylor. They all come back because the Indians win the World Series. And then it's found out that they were cheating, and now the whole town is turned against them again. So what do they do? What do the Indians do? The owner fires the manager, fires the GM, fires the batting coach, fires the pitching coach. They're all fired. And the owner decides, hey, we need to hire back people who will instill trust in this organization. So they hire Richard Dorn as the general manager, Rick Vaughn is going to be the pitching coach. The batting coach is going to be Willie Mays Hayes. And then the GM is going to be Jake Taylor. The manager is going to be Jake Taylor again. And we're going to relive, Major League, but try to do it as the Indians rehabilitate their bad rep in the league now. And they're going to use these old faces to try to ingratiate themselves with the fans. I think I like this idea. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of really like this idea. So I don't know. Hollywood, holler at me. I think that I actually might write a screenplay for this. I wrote a book. I can write a screenplay, right? And, you know, you have the new characters, the younger characters. You're going to have, like, the equivalent to Rick Vaughn, who's, like, the guy who thinks that he knows how to do it, and he doesn't. And I think that it could work. I think that it could work. So let me know what you think. Tweet me, at Brad Gilmore. Is my pitch for Major League 3 or Major League 4, whichever would be a great idea? Y'all let me know. But anyway, without further ado, check me out on Twitter, at Brad Gilmore. Check out the book, backfromthefuturebook.com. Just go to Amazon, type in my name. It's going to be the first thing that pops up. Pre-order it, please. I'd really appreciate that. But without further ado, let's get to him right now. You might know him from L.A. Law. You might know him from Major League. Psych, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. I think Psych is in my top five favorite television shows ever. And they have a new movie coming out, Psych the Movie, which he talks about. Psych the Movie 2. I think it's called Lassie's Revenge or something like that. It's going to be coming up on that Peacock Network, the streaming service for NBC Universal. He's got all that. We talk about it all. And he's got a new movie called First Lady, which is going to be out February the 14th in theaters pretty much all over the country. You can kind of figure it out by going to firstladymovie.com and seeing if it's playing in your area. It's going to be playing in my area. I think I'm going to take the lady to go see it next week. And I just came from a screening of Birds of Prey, the new DC movie with Margot Robbie, good brother, as Harley Quinn. And I'm sitting there, and then I forgot I had to come to the station and do the radio show. I knew that it was going to be close on time, so I had to leave the theater during the preview, so I didn't get to see the movie, but hopefully, I got a cool lapel pin, so there we go. Here's Corbin Burnson on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And he joins me on the phone right now, the legendary Mr. Corbin Burnson. Corbin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Wow, legendary, man. That's good. That's a new title.
Wait, no, you're legendary. Definitely legendary. Absolutely. You've been a part of some of my favorite movies and television shows, and I want to talk to you a little bit about them, but let's get right into it. I mean, First Lady in theaters February 14th, it's something that I know that you're really excited about. Talk to me a little bit about what your role is and your involvement in this movie.
First Lady is a wonderful just a wonderful romantic comedy. Comes out, you probably told your audience there on Valentine's Day, selected theaters around the country. It's about a woman played by Nancy Stafford, who is the first lady. Her husband happens to die while he's in office, and the vice president is unmarried. He's going to now run to take his place as president, but he doesn't have a first lady. Nancy is convinced by everybody around him to run as his first lady, even though they're not married. She does, which helps his reelection. And in the end, I come into her life while I'm in it all the way through. I'm an old romantic relationship that we had way before she was ever married. And I come back into her life, and she gets love back in her life, so everybody wins. And I play a guy named King Max from a country that doesn't exist, but we made up the country, we made up the accent, we made up the wardrobe.
So, I mean, how did you get involved? Did someone reach out to you and said, hey, I think that you'd be great for this role? Were you already familiar with the script out there? How did you kind of become involved?
I was not familiar. No, somebody reached out. I think Nancy Stafford, who's an old friend, a wonderful actress, Matt Glock days and all that, we've known each other forever. She was committed to the film, and I think she was speaking to the director, Nina May. And probably she brought me up, and then Nina knows that I've been making sort of family, somewhat faith-based films. Not that this is faith-based, but certainly family films. And I guess, you know, those combinations all worked for her for the, you know, what she envisioned for the role. And obviously I have my history and my audience. So they reached out to me, though. And I think it was Nancy drove some of that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from what I've seen of the movie and I've gotten to, you know, read a little bit about it, I think it's going to be a really good rom-com. It's going to be a feel-good movie, I think, for February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's going to be playing in our area, guys. Go to firstladymovie.com to find out which theaters exactly you can get in the Houston, Texas area. But, Corbin, I got to talk to you because I called you legendary, and it's true because my entire life, you've been involved in something that I've loved, whether it be Major League or whether it be one of my favorite television shows of all time is Psych. And I'm so excited that the new Psych movie is coming out. I've watched probably every episode at least three or four times. Talk to me. How did you become involved in Psych, and what was it like working on that show for all those great seasons?
Well, psych was, the life of an actor. You know, sometimes you're offered things, sometimes you got to read for things, and they called me in and wanted me to read for it, and I was happy to because the script is so darn good. I went in, read for it, and like every actor, just, you know, won the role. At the beginning, I think the Henry Spencer role was more important because we see where Sean comes from. You know, it was important to establish in the first couple of years, you know, the history, you know, what kind of childhood did Sean have? That's why we had those flashbacks. But it went on in time, you know, Henry's role diminished a bit, but, you know, it's always an important reminder to remember who Sean is. It was an incredible experience for 8 years, and just loved it. And the movie coming out, I think probably this summer sometimes on the new Peacock network. I think everybody's going to, it's great because it also really is, works for Tim Amundsen, who unfortunately before our last movie had a pretty massive stroke. He's since doing really well recovering, and they wrote this film specifically to deal with that so he could be in the film more than he was in the first one, and he's, as always, magnificent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that the chemistry between all the characters on the show, and you're right, the dialogue, the writing was so good. But when you were shooting the pilot for Psych, did you think that a show about a fake psychic detective would have legs like that for 8 seasons and then go on to have two feature-length movies?
Well, I'll tell you, when I read the pilot for L.A. Law, going back a little bit, I knew that pilot, I said, this absolutely is an incredible show. Now, there wasn't a lot to judge it against. Back when we did L.A. Law pilot, there were only three networks. Fox didn't even exist at that point as a network. And so you knew, compared to what was out there, Charlie's Angels kind of stuff, you knew L.A. Law was something a little bit cut above. That's nothing against Charlie's Angels. When I read the pilot for L.A. for Psych, I thought, this is really good, but there's so much competition, you don't know exactly what's going to work or not. But when we got on the set, I knew it was a good script. Obviously, it was a wonderful script. When we got on the set, and you just see what James Roday did, and Dulé Hill, and Tim, and Maggie Lawson, and Kirsten Nelson, what everybody brought to the thing, just, I'm not saying it elevated it, it just colored the script. And I think during the pilot, we all realized we had legs.
I guess that sometimes that is a concern, too. Like when you read a script and it's so good and you think, man, this could really be something. But then when you get in the room, it could be completely different if the chemistry isn't there. Have you ever, obviously not with Psych, but have you ever been in a situation to where you had to try to maybe force chemistry a little bit because the script wasn't reading the same in the room?
Force chemistry. That's interesting. That's actually probably a pretty good term. You know, it's not always because, you know, the other actors, the jerk or something. I mean, there's been those cases too. But you find yourself really twisting and turning to make it all work, and you're kind of confused because, can you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah.
You feel like, that was my wife leaving for the day. I just had to find out what time she's coming back. You have to work it so hard, and you don't know what's wrong. And, I was telling a friend a little while ago talking about this movie. You got like Nancy Stafford in this, who I've known forever. In First Lady, you know, it's a good script. It's, not the best script in the world that I've ever read. A really good script, though, type. And then she and I got on the set, and it just worked, man. Sometimes you don't know those things. And, you just don't know those things. You get a good script. All there is, what somebody said, it's such a good script. All you've got, the only thing you can do to make it not good is screw it up. You get in the way of the script.
Right.
Sometimes you got a script that's really good, like First Lady, and you just come in and you add this other element. It's one of the strange mysteries of this business that we're in.
Absolutely. Again, First Lady is going to be available in our area. Make sure you go find out exactly what theater that you can check it out at in the Houston, Texas area. Corbin, thank you so much. I got one more question from you. In this studio system that we're in now, Hollywood, everybody is remaking everything. Do you think that we're going to see ever again another Major League movie?
You know something? I would say sure, absolutely. If you think about it, it's just the... You know, will it be Tom and Charlie and I and Dennis Haysbert and Wesley Snipes? I don't know. Will there be some part of that? Yeah. I know there's wonderful script going around. It's about Charlie's, I think it's about Charlie's son or who's going to be entering the majors. I've not seen the script. I've only heard about it. But it does seem in this time of remakes, that's such a wonderful formula. You put new actors in it and you keep the same tone. You absolutely will see it. They'll be having an old timers game in it. Two size too large jerseys.
Maybe we could incorporate maybe some of the recent goings on in Major League Baseball, especially here in Houston. We had the whole Astros controversy, so maybe we can figure out a way. Maybe the Indians cheated to win the World Series, and now they're dealing with the repercussions. I don't know. There's a lot of options, but First Lady is the movie.
Well, that or you can something. I wrote a script called Three Strikes You're Dead, which is a zombie baseball movie, which is it's got the Major League. It's a zombie, not a horror movie, but a zombie comedy. It's got some Major League elements to it. I'll put it like that.
Okay. So there's
Three Strikes, You're Dead. You're on the lookout for that.
I will be. So you're telling me that there's hope for always more baseball movies. I need more of them. But again, that's the legendary Corbin Burnson. First Lady is the movie. It is playing at the AMC Gulf Point here in Houston, Texas. Corbin, thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye.